And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun, and the moon, and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Unless thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun, and the moon, and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them, and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven, and hath gone and served other gods, and worshipped them, either the sun, or moon, or any of the host of heaven which I have not commanded, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou, moon, in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And David said unto Jonathan, Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at even. Then Jonathan said to David, Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty. So David hid himself in the field. And when the new moon was come, the king sat him down to eat meat. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well. And he put down the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah, and in the places round about Jerusalem. Them also that burned incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the host of heaven. Behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not, yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. If I beheld the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in brightness, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, and the stars which thou hast ordained, they shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast today. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. He appointed the moon for seasons, the sun knoweth his going down. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? In that day the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, and their cauls, and their round tires like the moon. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people, and healeth the stroke of their wound. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, and all the host of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered, nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heaven and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. Thus saith the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. And in the day of the new moon it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs, and a ram. They shall be without blemish. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small, and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit? The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. Signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days. And I beheld when he had opened the 6th seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the 4th angel sounded, and the 3rd part of the sun was smitten, and the 3rd part of the moon, and the 3rd part of the stars. So as the 3rd part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a 3rd part of it, and the night likewise. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did light in it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.